Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
doggone it, it's one of them days I'm having, and I hope you having the same kind. It's not often that I just have a great day. You know what I'm saying? I realized the other day that you can't get away from it. Everybody got to pay the goddamn piper. I wrote something about it today. You know, and the truth of the matter is everybody hate to pay up. And paying up is when something out the blue happen, gonna charge you, and you just got to whatever, you know, you got to deal with it, you know. But that, as far as not really liking to pay the piper, that really happens to depends on what you think of your life, what you think your life is worth. You know, everybody believes their life is priceless, I'm sure. But if you believe that, you'd get your ass up and you'd do whatever it is to protect that investment that you're making on yourself. Now, my life is the biggest goddamn investment I done made. I didn't bought Rolls Royces. I didn't bought 10-carat diamonds. I didn't bought some shit. But all of it together ain't worth what my life is worth now to me. So, I don't mind paying the piper. I hate doing it, but I'm serious. Just like every goddamn thing else, you know, in my life, everything, I go hard. And when I do, and I go, what I'm saying is I pay that doggone whatever it is, and then I ain't waiting for something good to happen to me. I'm taking my ass and going and get it, whatever it is out there for me. You know, that's why I'm the doggone leader, the professor at SWU, because all of them are go-getters. If they're not when they enter, which most of them aren't, they're going to be go-getters by the time they finish. And that's my biggest pleasure, to see motherfuckers grow, to see motherfuckers change, all the time thinking they can't, all the time believing that this is something above their pay grade. No, fool, it ain't. All you got to do is want the shit bad enough and have somebody to show you how to get it. Now, I'm like this. When it comes to talking to women, see, we all have the same objectives. You want to catch for whatever your particular whim is. But see, you guys don't understand how to catch. There's so much that goes into catching that you guys don't do. You guys can't make eye contact. And if you do, you can't keep it. You know, if you make any kind of eye contact, you're going to look away from the bitch instead of getting closer to her. I'm saying you ain't got the tools. And then when you deal with me and I tell you I got tools for this, tools for that, okay, you will listen to all this stuff I say, and that's probably what he's saying on the tools. Man, I got so much game, I don't have to. Anyway, it don't even matter. Fuck that. what I'm really trying to say is you got to know how to talk to a broad. You know, you got to know how to have your tone of voice. You got to be real calm, but you got to sound excited. You know, you got to make sure you introduce yourself first. Because motherfuckers be talking about, man, I just had to come over here and see you, girl, and introduce myself and keep talking. Motherfucker don't never stop and introduce herself. So, you know, before you get to talking, make sure the bitch know who you are and you know who the bitch is. And you got to be calm. See, I always be speaking on standing on it. Stand on what you believe. And it's ultra important for you to have something that you believe in, especially if you want to catch a broad. You must, y'all kill me, man, when at least the ones I get to talk to. And I'm sure they're a fair representative of who's out there. I mean, you can say it ain't you because I didn't actually talk to you. But I bet if I talk to you, you would say some version of the shit I'm talking about right now. You know, let's say you get it. Let's say you just met this broad. Now, to me, the bitch could be fine or not. I know to you, she got to be a 10 or else you don't even want to talk to her. It don't matter to me. Whatever the motherfucker look like now, ain't nothing like she going to look like after fucking with me for a week or two. And I know this. So what I'm saying is, instead of you knowing that, well, you want to look for somebody who already perfect. Yeah. That's why you don't ever catch, because ain't no perfect bitch. And that's why when you do catch, you just kiss the bitch ass because of the way you're going after her. You're looking for a 10, and you feel lucky when you get her. Shit. Man, you should start off with a 10 or whoever the fuck with a question like, what in the hell is a woman like you doing in here? She could be alone or with girlfriends. If she's alone, you just say, what is a woman, what are you doing in here alone? Or what the hell is a woman like you doing in here with your girlfriends? See, you got to understand the statement or question you ask is fucking irrelevant. And I know that the motherfuckers on this call right now who've been fucking with me already know that they ready. Now, what I'm saying is there's reasons what you actually say is irrelevant. But, like I said, man, y'all want everything gay to you. Fuck that. I ain't getting the shit. I will give my doggone students with no holes barred all the answers because they want it. They paid for it. Shit. What would you like to see at this point? You just met this woman. What would you like to see? See, you guys don't even think of this kind of shit. You just want to talk. I wish I would hear a motherfucker at SW just talking to a woman. Shit. We don't do that. See, you just started speaking to this woman. So when do you think is a good time to begin checking for signs? See, you don't even do that. You motherfuckers don't do nothing but hope you catch some kind of motherfucking woman with the bullshit you talking about. Motherfuckers that pay attention to SWU, go out and catch because they learn how. Because they know if you ain't got it planned out, you ain't finna catch. And they know they ain't got to plan it out to the letter or have some kind of exact plan. Hey, you guys, hint, I'm dropping the motherfucking nugget. And you guys gonna take it and say, "Oh my God, yeah!" Look. And then you gonna figure when you get started, damn, how do I put a plan together? See, a plan that's gonna put you into catch mode. You gotta have that. If you don't, you're just gonna have a hard time catching. By the way, fellas, I fucking have been doing good lately. And I'm in a sharing mode, and I put it on Facebook, but I'm going to tell it to y'all for the motherfucking, to the end of this month. Any 10 tools, any 10 tools, mix them and match them. Let me see, if you get 10 tools from D&D, that would be $800. If you get 10 tools from Mass Rosebud, that would be $650. So either way, you're spending hell of money, but until the end of the motherfucking month, you can spend $200. And you can mix and match them goddamn tools. D&D and Mass Rosebud are all from one site. It don't matter. Just understand that I'm serious about, you know, I give it up. I don't try to just keep it. I don't want all the money. You know, all my folks know that I'm giving it up because they made the first move. They got in contact with me and expressed the interest in becoming fulfilled as far as what they want. And I told them, "Oh, motherfucker, I hope you don't think I'm finna give you anything. You got to work for what you want." "Oh, yeah, I'm willing to do it." And there's a few of them that are willing to do it. And there's a few of them that have done it. But my quest has just begun. I can't, you know, be happy with what I'm seeing right now. What I see is just motivating for me to pay my dues. I pay the piper. I don't care if something happened. Yeah, I was saving this money for something else, but goddamn it, I'm going to spend it on this. I don't care. I ain't going to be mad. See, you motherfuckers have motherfuckers telling you not to plan your conversation. But see, these are motherfuckers that don't know shit about catching. They just read some shit and had a couple of dollars, and maybe opened up a website about being confident. But them motherfuckers all steal my shit. Motherfuckers even have my shit on they motherfucking site. But they beat and bought my book. And they beat and said, "This is Rosebud shit. This is blah, blah, blah." They ain't stealing my shit. What can I say? What I'm saying, if you really want to be about it, you better know how to put a plan together, even when it comes to a conversation. Because you know what? You got to know when to mash on that bitch. And you got to know when to fold. I'm talking about sometimes it ain't even worth you fucking with. I mean, that's what your plan to conversation, that's what it does for you. How does it do it? I know. Hey, get with me at SW and learn this shit. Because they learning it. The new students, they're having a hard time, of course. Because we're not even, well, maybe we are halfway through. We're a little more than halfway through the first semester. Or this semester. But what I'm saying is, they don't know this, but I do. Shit is going to click pretty soon. They're struggling because this is all new information, and I'm forcing it down their throat. But once they deal with it, and once they see they can deal with it, that's when they're going to have an epiphany. And they're going to realize they really do want this shit, because at first they just thought they wanted it. And if any of my students is out there listening, you just make sure you understand. Professor is there with you right now. Fuck that goddamn group shit. Fuck them calls. Because you don't need none of that. Oh, you know what? I better stop talking to my group. Hey, you guys, if you are out there, know I got love for you. But anyway, what's up, 516? 516, what's happening?
I don't have anything. I'm just listening.
Well, why'd you press 1, bro?
Actually, I didn't. It just went in there.
Oh, okay. It's cool. All
right. Cool.
Yeah, so, what I'm really, really, really saying, if shit don't go like you want it to go as far as your plan, it's up to you to stay and talk to that bitch or not. Fuck. I know motherfuckers at SW, you know what to do. Sometimes you do leave, sometimes you stay. But the cold part about it is you have to figure that out, not me. I ain't going to tell you when because I ain't there. But the motherfucker going to SWU, he understands when. Why? Because we talk about this shit. We detail this shit. And this shit is not actually a memorized type conversation that you have as far as your plan. It's a memorized system of conversation. And most of you don't know that there's a beginning, middle, and an end of a conversation, and you better know where you are in that, and you better be able to tell where that bitch head is as far as your conversation go while you talking. There's ways you can see that shit. There's ways that you can actually tell what's going on. But you guys would rather sit up and listen to the thousand things I say in one of these damn blogs and pick one out, one little something, and you don't even realize that's just one crumb of a cake. And if any one of you right now can tell me how many crumbs is in a fork full of cake, I'll give you all my shit free. You know why I say that? Because there's innumerable crumbs. I mean, if you get a little bit, it might be 100,000 in there, but if you get the regular size, you're going to have some millions of crumbs. And you motherfuckers want to get them one at a time. How long do you think it's going to take you to get a fork full, bro? How long do you think it's going to take you to get an understanding at a crumb per lesson? That's why you need to be at SWU. First and foremost, what you're really doing is putting where you want your who, what, when, where, and why. You got to, you know, you probably learned that in school. Who, what, when, where, and why. That's what your story should tell. And every time you talk to a bitch, you telling a story. Now, if you get the course, it's going to detail for you how to perfect your arsenal. But if you just want to get these doggone crumbs, you can, because I do this every Sunday. I kick it. You see, I'm a time freak. And me, personally, I don't be talking to no broad too long before I get her ass to the car or somewhere that I'm finna have a real conversation with her, because that's my intentions. That's my plan. You gotta have a no-nonsense mentality. You can't just suddenly have this mentality. You have to develop it, and you have to know how to develop that no-nonsense mentality. You gotta first make your whole identity this damn mentality. And how many of you going to do that on your own? Come on, man. You guys are kidding yourselves. And the way to actually make your mentality that way is to see how you feel when you talking to a broad and she say something you don't like, then you just turn around and say, bye, bitch. You ain't got to call her no bitch. But you got to see, when you have a no-nonsense mentality and you talking to a bitch and she start talking any kind of motherfucking shit, bitch, fuck you and damn you, I don't need you. See how you don't have to say none of this. You just be thinking this in your head when you turn around and walk off another bitch. You ain't even got to say bye. Just turn around. I'm crazy, bitch. And just go home. Man, that shit make you feel strong. And then make that bitch wonder, who the fuck is that? See, you got to walk off from women. You got to be able to walk off from women. Not worried about if you missed her ass or not. Once I decide the bitch ain't shit, now that don't mean she really ain't worth you going over there and fuck with her. But it means to me, I ain't wasting no more of my time. Now, believe me, I've been in the streets for a lot of years. I done did that shit. And went down the street and came back and some other motherfucker got this bitch. Getting paid. So don't think it always happens that the bitch ain't shit. No, the bitch didn't fulfill my needs. So fuck her. There's too many goddamn bitches out there. I grew up knowing the same shit can be chickens for one motherfucker and feathers for the next. So, you know, it is not about that broad. It's about me. And if you don't make it about you, you just going to be running around wasting your time talking. Having idle conversation. Having bitches talking about, that's my dog, that's my friend. And they talking about you. Man, to this day, I don't have no bitches that's my friend. Bitch, if you're talking to me, I'm either getting that pussy or you doing something for me or don't even pay me on no conversation. I don't need no motherfucker to show me how to clean. I don't need no motherfucker to cook shit for me. I don't need no bitch for none of the shit you motherfuckers let bitches think they can call shots on you for. Bitch, please. I cook better than you. I clean. My mama taught me how to clean. And what I'm motherfucking saying is shit. The fuck I need for you? Only thing I need you for is what I don't have. And what's that, baby? And the bitches, that you know by then, they laughing and shit. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm serious. Yeah, all I need you for is that goddamn pussy and titties. And if we do anything else, it's because we goddamn develop a relationship. 347, where the fuck did you go? I was just finna pick you. Oh. All right, man, what's up, 347?
Ain't shit, but damn, man, yo, your flow was so cool. I didn't went out and forgot my damn question. But,
come on, man, you ain't forgot your damn question. What's up?
Nah, for real, I did, because I was going to spit some shit. But what you were saying, though, what I will say is this: if you got a relationship with a broad, even if you lay the foundation of your situation of what you're dealing with the broad, then you can still have a relationship with a broad, even if you ain't smashing that, because it ain't all about pussy, but it might be about wherever y'all
trying to go. Man, you sound like one of them 21st century suckers, man. What I'm telling you is this,
that
you could believe it or not, any bitch that talk to you, laying the fuck you. Now, if you can't fuck her, then that's on you, and you will sit up there and be talking about being her friend. Now, when you bring it to the motherfucking bitch, she might say, nah, that ain't what I want. But that's so you can fuck her, because she ain't giving you no pussy. You motherfuckers be looking for a bitch to give it to you. No.
I hear you. But you was always looking for somebody to go ahead and shoot that shit at. But I ain't really buying that 100%, because that's not where I was coming from. But I dig it, though.
Bro, you don't have to buy this. You just have to hear it and understand
it. No, I don't
got to
buy it.
Now, and at that point, you don't even have to accept it. What I'm saying is, it's up to you what you accept. But when you talking, a person that you talking to ain't got to go for what you saying. Just like you said, you don't have to go for what I'm saying. So you don't go for it if you don't. And I damn sure don't go for that weak-ass 21st century bitch being my friend shit. I never had a woman as a friend.
She was
never.
My friend, but
she was my friend when I first started talking to her. Yeah, she was my friend because I didn't know her or whatever. But after I, you know, talked to that bitch once or twice, friendship ended. It wasn't about no friend. And if she, like, didn't want to deal with me on that level, fine. But what I'm saying is I'm not entertaining friendship with a woman, man. And if
you
think it's cool to do it, do it.
What
you say, bro?
I guess you're just so used to... You just so used to dealing with so many weak motherfuckers, you can't see through the game or what somebody might say differently on a different subject.
Let
but
me
I'm
ask you something then, bro.
Just keep kicking
let
it,
let
man.
Me ask you this, strong brother. Why the fuck you on the show?
No, because I just checked in just on a chime in, like on a real
well,
quick.
Check this out. Check this out, brother. Brother, listen, we both can't talk.
I checked
talk.
In 30 seconds ago.
Bro, we can't both talk. And you're a goddamn liar. I've been talking for 3-4 minutes to you. So what I'm saying is 30 seconds is bullshit.
No, you picked me on the, you put me on the call 3-4 minutes ago. But
bro,
I said,
I've been talking to you 3-4 minutes. I didn't say who put who on. What I'm saying is I know 30 seconds is bullshit. Plus, let me finish what I asked you. Why are you on the show?
Because I just wanted to, I love hearing the real shit that you say sometimes, even when you might be possibly wrong about what you said, but you still got some truth to what the fuck you say.
Check this out, bro. Listen. How can I be wrong? If this is what I do, if this is how I live, it has nothing to do with what I'm used to, because I go here, Las Vegas, I'll go to motherfucking New York, I'll go to Florida, Minnesota, any motherfucking where with this same attitude and get the same results. Been doing it all my life. So how can you tell me I'm wrong? You can only tell me, bro, you don't agree. That's the only thing you can say.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I'm saying
no,
you're wrong.
No. Either say you don't agree or you can't talk because you can't tell me I'm wrong because I live this shit.
All right, brother, I respect that. I dig it. Yo. I don't agree.
All right, good. You ain't got to agree. As long as you got some kind of position you standing on, and that's what you like doing, talking to bitches, idly gossiping like a motherfucking
that's
bitch.
That's not what
if
I
that's
do.
That's what you
that's
like.
I
mean,
said.
Some bitches have got PhDs, and them
mean.
Motherfuckers can kick game with you. Not game in the streets, but let's
hell.
Say psychology.
You
they can kick some psychology with you. Some of them is lawyers. They can talk some law, legal shit to you. But what I'm saying,
that's
bro.
That's why they think it's entertainment, bud, because you just going on and on. About
I'm
something
not going on and on, man. I'm making
in.
Points. And if that's the case, you don't need to talk no more, and I don't need to talk to you no more if you just think I'm going on and on, because I'm making points that you're not accepting. And the reason
and
you feel like I'm going on and on is because I run all suckers over. And you sounding more and more like a sucker, even though you got a little bit of shit that you said to sound right. But you sounding more and more like a sucker. Now, if you want to be some broad's friend, how many broads you got as friends right now?
Maybe only one.
Only one?
Maybe only
hey,
one.
Hey, why don't you tell the truth?
Not for real. For real. Only one.
That's one
maybe
too
only
many.
One that I was called.
One too many.
I
how many you got
that.
That you smashing?
No. Anything I'm smashing is not a prank.
I didn't ask you, was you smashing your friend? You told me you had one friend. My next question was how many do you have that you smashing?
Brother, yo, listen, you tripping about that, but anyway, I could go ahead and give a number for that, but that ain't
see,
really
okay, man, let me take you out of the thing so you don't interrupt me no more. Listen, you guys, this is what's going on with this dude. First of all, he really wanted to say something. Then he got off for whatever reason because he punked out. Then when I pulled his ass back on, he forgot what he was going to say because he was going to say the punk shit he said. And the cold part about it, every time I told him some shit that showed him he was a punk, I'm like, just want to talk. I'm this, I'm that. But the last thing is what you should have checked. Because when I asked that motherfucker why he wanted to, why he still on the line, he gave some foul ass motherfucking excuse. Then he ended up just being a punk, man. So fuck the nigga. Well, I'm saying, matter of fact, he's still on there. I ain't scared of you, man. I'll let you have something to say now. You got something to say? Say it.
What you want to say? What you want to talk about?
Do you listen? I said, do you have something to say? Say it.
No, I'm just on here.
Okay,
yo, bro,
if you don't, bro, all you had to say was no. I'm just letting you know ain't no punk up in me. I don't talk shit and then shut you out.
No, no, you are
I just shut you out when I'm talking so you don't interrupt me like you was doing, like you fitting to do. But when a motherfucker shut up and ask you to go on and talk, you can't talk. See, that's what kind of motherfucker you are.
Well, say that now so I could talk.
We'll talk.
All right, so now whatever you what you was talking about, you over here, you saying, how many other female friends that you smashing? Well, I don't keep female friends.
I didn't
friends
say
to
that, man.
Smashing.
I did not
okay,
say
so
that.
Okay, so what was it? What was it? Maybe I
listen,
misheard you.
Listen to me first. Listen. Get this straight. You making that bullshit up so you can have something to say because I asked you
up?
How many friends.
Like,
listen,
not-
man. I asked you how many friends did you have, and you said one. And then I said, well, how many do you have that you are smashing? That's not asking you about your friends. That's asking you about how many do you have that you smashing. That's two total different questions. That's how much punk in you, man. I know
no,
a punk
no,
when
no.
I see one. Or hear one?
Okay, all
you
right.
got hella punk in you,
that,
man.
Right? Did you feel good?
Well, then answer the fucking question and don't try to,
do
if
you
want to analyze it, you can. But
somebody?
Answer it first.
Do you
if
feel
you want to analyze me
better?
Or the question, you can't.
You
look, man, that's why, I blocked
you
your punk ass
today?
Off at first. Because you ain't going to do nothing but try to talk while I'm talking. If your motherfucking punk ass, you don't want to have a friend, fine. But that's on you. You the one that didn't want to answer who you was smashing because you ain't got no bitches you smashing. And you know it. I didn't do nothing but front your punk ass off. And then you want to act like a big guy. Well, let me talk now, man. And you ain't saying shit. Punk ass nigga, say something now.
Yo.
Why you ain't saying nothing, man? You just laughing.
Yeah, I'm laughing because you ain't really saying nothing. You just making suggestions.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, let me go on about my business and say, well, listen, all you guys see, this is how punks act. They just fucking pitiful, man. I'm saying what I'm saying. There's no hidden indication about what I'm saying. This nigga's a punk. And all he keep doing is punking out every fucking chance he get. He's such a punk. Listen, you guys, he can't even get off the line. He don't want to say shit. He got way more game than I'm giving up. Then why is he still on the line? Punk ass motherfucker, answer that, which is a question I asked you before. Why the fuck are you on the line?
Well, I'm on the line because I respect you, dog, man.
Man, you
ain't
got to respect me. I don't need your respect. You can disrespect me because that's what you're doing now, talking this shit.
So, well, fuck that. But not only that, but I will go ahead and take any challenge that comes my way. So if you want to challenge me.
You a liar. You stood down two times in a row.
So now I'm a liar. So now you call me a liar. So when
yes,
you can't
because when I said,
position,
when,
you
let
call
me tell
a liar.
You, I ain't just
flexor.
Calling you no liar,
you
bro.
You sounding like a fool. Are you drunk tonight, bro?
Yeah, I'm drunk. Yeah, hey, I'm not just calling
right,
you
cool.
a liar, bro. I'm telling you, you lied. Because what I'm saying is when I asked you the shit about the smashing shit, you purposely misinterpreted. Now he hung up. Hey, I smashed these punks. Hey, you guys, but any fucking way, what I'm saying is this. If you guys want to have a friend, some girl that's your friend, go ahead. See how hard it's going to be for you to fuck another bitch, you friend-having motherfuckers. What I'm saying is this. I don't care if the bitch don't give me no pussy. I ain't saying that. I'm saying that's my intentions. I'm not no pussy freak. I ain't none of that. But I do not ever speak to a bitch wanting to be her goddamn friend. Or shoot the shit. Or whatever the fuck. I don't do that. What I do is get at bitches. Now, if that bitch denies me for whatever reason, I'm not going to say I hate your guts, bitch. Don't ever talk to me again. I mean, if I see that bitch again, I might buy her a drink or whatever the fuck, but I ain't trying to be that bitch friend. So if she see me and run up to me, hey, you remember me, blah, blah, blah. Hey, 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 yeah, I remember you, but miss me with that shit. I ain't with the friend shit. Now, of course, I could be old-fashioned. Of course, this shit that I'm talking about could be outdated. Of course, any other shit you new wave motherfuckers think could be right. Or it could be why you motherfuckers are alone. All of you are alone. 786, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, man, what's going on, man? I'm just letting you know, man, your shit ain't out there. You absolutely right. Ain't no motherfucker for be no bitch friend, man. You ain't no motherfucking partner.
Thank you, bro.
Everything you say, you supposed to be
hey, hey, wait, brother. Let me tell you about this punk. He was on. He had just came on to ask another question. But then, because I was getting him next. Then when you said you absolutely right, ain't no, that motherfucker got off. I'm telling you, man, you can see punks, man.
I appreciate you respecting
the game, man, because you ain't supposed to have no bitch
like
as your goddamn friend. Your sister, your cousin, you know, some
if
of that.
Bitch,
man,
hey.
Some bitch, man. Okay,
if a bitch
you got anything else,
like
bro?
Friend, man, I had so much shit to say, man. I want to say this shit for Thursday, though. I usually call it on Thursday.
No, come on, man.
No, I want to ask Tay something.
Okay, if you want to ask Tay something, save it, yeah.
Okay.
We'll definitely be on Thursday. All right. See, what I'm really saying, you guys, is you have to have some sort of idea of what the fuck you expect. Because if you expect something and you see you getting what you expect, this empowers you because now you are getting some pussy if you end up with some pussy. You ain't sitting there waiting for this bitch to give you some pussy like most motherfuckers do. Hope the bitch is get in the mood and say, okay, fuck that. Look, bitch, you ain't even got to be in the mood. Just get the fuck away from me. I don't want you around me. And I ain't saying you got to give me some pussy to be around me. If we at some party and I'm at the, what do you call it, goddamn, the smorgasbord or whatever the fuck you call it, and I'm getting me some, yeah, I talk to your motherfucking ass while I'm getting some food. I might even talk to you while I'm motherfucking eating. But after I'm done eating, I wish I would waste my time talking to your punk ass, talking about being my friend. Bitch, I don't want no goddamn bitch friend. That's why I ain't got no motherfucking women numbers in my motherfucking phone to this day. I remember when we used to get stopped. I used to have my phone, because back in the day we didn't have this memory shit on the phones, but I used to have my phone book. And them motherfuckers used to take pictures out of pages. Look, it's all being in here. This is a John book. This is his trick book for his girls. Motherfucker, call him one of them motherfuckers. You're going to hear a nigga answering. Them is niggas I know. I don't call bitches. I don't fuck with bitches like that. No, and you know what? That caller, and I think I know who that motherfucker was. Now that I'm thinking about it, he's a failed student. Really, he got some game, but he out of New York. I know who that motherfucker is. But I'm just saying, you guys, you have to understand that there is a method that you must employ if you want to catch. And it involves you letting her know you want to catch. It don't involve you saying, baby, I want to catch. That's not what I'm saying. It involves your eyebrows. It involves any facial gesture that you can make. It involves your goddamn glare into her motherfucking eyes. It involves your goddamn cologne. It involves every fucking thing you do. And it involves everything you can think of. Because whatever you think of is ammunition to get that baby with. And this fool that y'all was listening to, well, maybe you weren't. You just was hoping he got off the phone, which I was too. But he was, I had to talk to him, try to talk to him. But anyway, what I'm saying is you don't want any woman to feel safe around you. I don't mean she's supposed to feel like she's in danger, she's in peril. No. I'm saying, all right, bitch, do not come sit here thinking I ain't going to get at you. Don't come sit over here near me thinking, you know, I'm going to be respecting your space. Get your ass from around me. That's how I look. That's how I act. And that's what I'm going to say to the bitch if she, you know, just talking to me. And I don't care about her feelings. She ain't caring about mine. She's insulting me. I think I look good as a motherfucker, and I am supposed to be approached by some woman that want me to have her. And here this motherfucker coming up to me talking about she want to talk. Bitch, you lucky I ain't in my car. I run your feet over. I mean, I might not really do that, but, you know, that's how I feel. I ain't got no time to be talking to no broad unless I'm at her, man. You know, I gotta be at her. And let me tell you something. I'm an old motherfucker that catch bitches. I ain't got no problem getting me no motherfucker up in my goddamn bed. And half them motherfuckers, I be done just met them. Some of them that I be smashing again. But most of them, I be done just met them. Cause, I mean, it ain't like bitches ain't out to get fucked. They just ain't letting you fuck her. Why? Because your motherfucking ass want her to give her pussy away. Bitch ain't giving you no goddamn pussy. But that same bitch, if you tell her what's up properly, you're going to get that pussy. She gonna be acting like she don't wanna take them draws off and all the time. You just easing them off. The bitch letting you do it. Now, if you're easing them draws off and the motherfucker grab your wrist and stop you, well, let the bitch alone. Bitch, you playing. But they don't. Nah, I just wanted to have, and you ain't want to have no motherfucking drink, girl, and you could drink with your clothes on. Cause I'm sure open to drink. Hey, I ain't playing. Because right now, I ain't no pimp. I ain't got to try to get nothing out of bitch. Bust some pussy. So I'm trying to tell you what happens, what works. Now, you might be dealing with these 20th century fake-ass bitches think they know as much as motherfucking men. But you just let them know. Okay. And you be gone. Bitch, I wish I would try to talk to you anymore. You already letting me know I'm wasting my fucking time. If you want to talk some more, shit. I don't entertain it, bro, at all. I'm not talking to you if you ain't trying to fuck with me. Women do that purposely because once you get in that thought frame, it's like the fish that got the hook in his mouth. She going to reel you in. Now, if the bitch want to fuck with me, and I'm seeing it, but she kind of scared because I'm coming at her so hard, I'm going to say, look, I'm finna go. If you want to, I'll give you a ride to wherever you want to go, or you can ride with me. But I ain't finna stay here fucking with you. And that motherfucking bitch going to say she want to go or not. Now, if she don't want to go, all right, baby, I'm gone. I ain't even giving her my card. I ain't giving a shit. Fuck you. But if the bitch do want to go, which 9 out of 10 of them do, you just ease them to the car. And why are you motherfucking taking her to the car? You just play some little games with her. You know, while we going to the car, I might say, girl, you think you so tough. And she said, well, I don't think I'm tough. I'm just whatever, a 21st century woman. Well, when you stop and you look face to face to that bitch and you say, I bet you that I can motherfucking outlook you. Otherwise, we have a staring contest. And that bitch, what's a staring contest? Yeah, you stare at me, I stare at you, and the first one blink, lose. Now, it's a little silly game if you playing a motherfucking game. But if you got game and you tell that bitch this, you got to understand what you're doing. Because as soon as you engage in that staring shit, you wait like 5-10 seconds, then you move closer. Then maybe 5 more seconds, you move closer. And until that bitch blink, because the closer you get, and she keep her eyes open, the more she creaming on you. And she can't take her eyes off you. And therefore, when you get right up to them lips, you can tap them. Ha! Yeah. What I'm saying, man, this is how you get close to bitches, man. I'm giving that up. That's another crumb. Okay? So you fucking got another crumb. I already told you it's like 100 million crumbs in a slice of cake. So how many crumbs is in a whole cake? Come on, you motherfuckers, man. All I'm doing is kicking game. Why y'all, you know, I do get a few questions from brothers here and there, but you should be asking me hella questions. Just because that sucker came on don't mean he back. Hey, sucker nigga, you back. I seen you run, bro. I seen you run when that other brother said that I was absolutely right. Yeah, you own. Talk if you brave enough.
Hello?
You know I'm talking to you.
Roosevelt, you got the wrong dude, man.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure,
you, bro.
Yeah.
I sure do have the wrong dude. Bro, I'm fucking sorry. Okay, you guys, see? Hey, 347. Hit my goddamn email, man, so I can get you something, man.
Sure.
That shit's funny,
sure.
Bro. Hey, okay. All right, man. I'm sorry. Hey, that dude pissed me off, man. I was finna jump on it right now. Oh, man. Okay. My bad, Zal. But what I'm really trying to get you to see is that if you just be wanting some goddamn pussy, you ain't gonna fucking get no goddamn pussy. You gotta have something that this bitch is involved in that's gonna make you stand out. And let me tell you, ain't nothing like you fucking tell her about the staring contest. Okay, now she creaming on you. So you might tell her, let's say it's in the daytime, and you say, you know where we need to go. And she gonna say, where? Tell that bitch to the planetarium. And the bitch say, the planetarium? Man, you ain't just saying that. You finna drop some bombs on this bitch. Hey, you know, girl, I'm having so much money now. I just bought put a down payment on a planet. And I wanna see how it's gonna look. It's called robotics. Whatever the fuck. A rose bodice. The bitch ain't gonna believe that shit, of course. But the bitch gonna wanna go because of how much shit I talk. And because of how I invite her in with the way I talk shit. I don't just talk. I make my voice, my words, my tone. I make that shit match what the fuck I'm saying. I ain't gonna be talking in no monitor. Yeah, baby, you know, I just be, you know, I fuck all that old punk ass shit. You know, motherfuckers, gangsta ass motherfucker talking like that because they don't motherfucking, I don't really talk to bitches. Okay, motherfucker, you don't talk to bitches. The fuck you want me to do? I talk to bitches. I want them motherfuckers to hear me. I ain't hardly gonna be whispering. Bitch, please. I want every motherfucker to hear me. And you know what? I trained my motherfuckers at SWU to be like that. We go through drills. Because some of them are now because they knew. But them motherfuckers ain't going to be scared to let damn nigga hear them. Matter of fact, they going to get to the point that when they know somebody listening, they get even flyer. Because that's what it's all about, growth. It's about growth. Now, this bro done been in the damn planetarium with me for however long the damn show is. Let's say it's 60 minutes. And the whole time I'm in there, when we looking at these constellations and this, that, and the other, I'm talking shit about the shit like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And the bitch believe in me. And then I show her the Rose Bodice planet. But you know what I'm really doing? I'm just wooing her. This is how you woo the bitch. I mean, if you go to a movie, you could be quiet if it's a good movie. But I don't even be quiet at the movie if I take a piece of the movie. I'm at her. Motherfuckers be saying, shh. Motherfucker, fuck you. I'm none of that bull. I don't just do shit. Now, after I've been wooing baby for some minutes, maybe, you know, I don't know. And then I surprise her until I gotta go. I just tell that bitch, I gotta go. Where you want me to drop you off at? Now, what I'm doing now? The bitch either gonna tell me to drop her off, or she gonna say she don't wanna be dropped off. And the way I'm gonna say it, she ain't gonna wanna be dropped off. And you know what that means? That means that she wants to fuck with me. Why? How do I know that? Because I know bitches, and I know what they will and what they won't do. They won't do shit because you want them to do it, but they will do any fucking thing you want them to do. Now, shit, when you talking to a woman, you got to be leading. And right now, you want that bitch to make a commitment. And that's all I'm doing is getting her to make this commitment. This whole time, the planetarium, whatever, the stare down, all this shit, is to get this bitch at this point I'm at right now for her to make a motherfucking commitment. Now, the bitch already made a small commitment by coming with me. But now, I'm finna make that bitch make a real commitment. That first commitment she made, she didn't know she made it because of how slick I am. But she committed to trusting me. And she did that when she agreed to, you know, roll with me wherever. But I know real commitments don't come easy. And you gotta build up to the big one. But there is damn sure going to be a big one fucking with me. And it's going to be on this first encounter. That's why I had that bitch do several smaller, insignificant things that involves committing before I get her to actually do what I'm talking or going to ask her to do. And now that she is rolling with me a little bit, I get a little comfortable, you know, you want to buy some popcorn or a pretzel, hot dog, whatever the fuck. And then I'ma just let her understand that, look, baby, I'm finna leave and I gotta go handle some business. But if you, you know, really want to fuck with me, you can go or you can let me call you back. But I'm gonna be busy for a couple of hours. Now, the bitch is going to say, okay. And you always have to be the gentleman. Okay, what? What are you saying okay to? You don't take nothing for granted. And she's going to say, I'm saying okay to hanging with you. Girl, you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. See, what I'm saying is you got to understand what's going on. When you have a woman agreeing to shit that she didn't plan on agreeing to, You're totally in control of her thoughts. That's why you got to always make it appear that she's making the thoughts. That's why you ask, are you sure you want to do that? You know, by asking her that, it's going to make her say, yeah, I want to do it. So what if you know all it? Oh, wait a minute. I'm giving y'all so much shit. You motherfuckers don't know. Y'all don't know this shit. It's like I'm speaking French or something to motherfuckers that don't understand French. You know what? I told you motherfuckers I got 10 mixed up, not mixed up, mix and match goddamn fucking tools for 200 instead of 850. 919, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bud, man? I appreciate you, man.
Hey, appreciate you too, brother.
You know, I'm a square nigga, man. I like the shit you be kicking, man.
Well, man, come on. You got a question or something?
Yeah, I got this.
I deal with squares because I'm a square too, bro.
I got this bitch I like, man. She's real nice, man. And, I don't know. She's trying to charge a nigga. I ain't really trying to pay for no pussy, man. I don't really need it.
Wait. She trying to charge you. What make you say that?
She always talking about she got bills to pay. And
hey, you coming off to her like a sucker. That's the only way she would say that. And you know you are, so tell me why, how you being a sucker. Because ain't no bitch going to be telling you about her bills unless she talking to a sucker. Come on, man. Let's get real so we can handle it.
Well, I meet bitches and I like them, and you know, but I'm already in a relationship, man. I'm married, man, but I get some urges that I want to, you know, dibble and dabble. But I don't really like putting a whole lot of work in, man.
Well, man, to me, you shouldn't be doing it. You married, you must like who the fuck you married to. Yeah, you get urges, so you should talk shit and let the bitch tell you no, and then go on home. Period. Period, man. I am for relationships, believe it or not. I've been, I just got out of one a year or so ago, but what I'm saying, it was like 18 years with her. Them hoes I had them 20, 25 years. You know, I believe in long-term relationships, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and of course it looks like fun, man. But do what?
I can't really fault my wife for nothing. She's a good woman, man. But, you know, sometimes...
Well, why you want to cheat on her, man?
Because my sexual prowess...
You're insecure, brother. You're very insecure. Get your shit together so you don't lose your woman, man. Insecurity will fuck you up. Quit being insecure, man. Fuck them bitches. They ain't worth shit. Half of them ain't even who you see. Hey, man, bitches... When they get ready to go somewhere, they look in the mirror, they don't like their eyes, they change the color of their eyes, they look at, they don't like their hair, they put a wig on, they motherfucking draw their motherfucking eyebrows and eyelashes and cheeks, and then put on a girdle so they ain't fat, and then put some booty shit on. Man, you don't know who you fucking with, man. At least you know who your woman is. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I feel you, man. I mean, I appreciate you, man. Even if nobody knows, I appreciate you, man, for real.
All right, bro, for sure. 786, what's up? Sean, I see you too, man.
Oh, shit, I hit the one button. Hey, bud, I'm moving through the city right now, man. I ain't even press one with you.
Oh, okay, bro, it ain't no big deal. 917, Sean, what's up?
What's going on? You can put that married brother back on the line?
That who?
The brother who's married? You would put him back on the line?
The one that was Navi?
Yeah, the one before this one who you just got.
Oh, well, he dropped. I think he just dropped off. Or was that... No, the 786 just told me that. No, he dropped off, man.
Okay, I want him to hear this, right? So if... I was going to ask him if she know that he married, and I suppose that she do. So she knows that he's trying to take a shortcut to get some sex or whatever. He got to ask himself, what happens if his wife finds out about what's going on? Is he willing to lose all that for some sex? He says she's a good woman and all this other stuff. But after you start playing around with that other woman and you do something she don't like and she go and tell your wife and you lose her, Is it really
not,
gonna be
not
worth
only
it?
That, Sean, once he do that, he ain't gonna have the same respect for himself, so, and he ain't gonna be the same motherfucker to his woman.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
It's just gonna
himself.
Be fucked up. But anyway, y'all, hey man, I'm finna roll. This was a fucking good show. And sometimes I have an attitude, and I had one today, and I guess I came out a little hard, but you guys really stood up. This shit is what I like. I like the questions. I like the motherfucking adversarial type shit that the brother that I was talking about gave me, because it makes me have to express my position. And I be wanting people to know that I'm serious about my position. So, you guys, until the next time. Uh-oh, 313 then got on. Come on, guy. Oh, that's motherfucking Romeo.
No, it ain't Uncle Bud. This Q, nigga.
Q!
Q from
What's
Detroit.
Up, man?
Hey, nothing. I just got a quick question, man. I gotta get SWV, get the whole shebang. And I heard you say you got the mix and match thing going on. I mean, is it 200 for the mix and match or 200 for the whole course straight up? How you doing?
No, hell no, man. Do you have the doggone course?
I don't.
So it's a lot more than that. Get at me, AskRosebud@gmail.com, so we can talk to you. And I explained everything to you. Matter of fact, I'll tell you something that you really want to hear. But I ain't finna get to everybody over the doggone air. You know what I'm saying? So just hit me, man, so we can, you know, talk about it. I'll let you know something.
All right, I got you, Unc.
Hey, AskRosebud@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you guys, I'm finna roll. And like I was saying, keep this shit coming, man. If I get questions, even if they're adversarial questions, the shows will be longer and it will be more information given, you know, because I get on a kick and you see how long I'll be on it. But anyway, man, you guys be cool. I'm out.